Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Khadija. Hello, Khadija.
Hello.
Now then, Khadija, you've chosen four items that you'd like to take with you on your desert island if you were stranded there all by yourself. So I'm going to ask you first of all, what book would you take with you?
Well, I'll take my favourite book, which would be Way Past Winter.
Oh, I've not read that one. Would you like to tell us all why you really like that book and why it would help?
There's like three sisters and one brother. Their brother goes missing, and like Myla, the main character, won't actually give up to find her brother, and eventually she does.
So she's a strong person who keeps going.
Yes.
And why do you think that might help you on your desert island?
Because some people would like give up and they would call for help, but it'll like encourage me to keep on going.
Excellent. And are there any tips in that book to help you sort of survive on your island other than just persevering?
Well, it's not winter, but like not really, but it's like really good to do.
So she has to put up with a lot of challenges, but
yes.
They might be different, but it's how she approaches them. Good choice. Excellent. Okay. So we've got our book, and now you're allowed to take a food item. So it can be a meal that you really, really like just to sort of get you through the hard days. What have you chosen?
I've chosen my mum's cottage pie because I really like it. It's my favourite.
Cottage pie. It's a really real comfort food, isn't
yeah.
it? What's special about mum's cottage pie?
Well, it's...
Is it something that you have as a family quite a lot?
Yeah.
So do you think
and
it would...
And it might remind me of my family and what we did.
Oh,
what we
I
do
see.
Together.
Yeah, family meal times, so you won't feel so lonely.
Yeah.
What is it about cottage pie as a dish as opposed to, I don't know, another meal? Is there something particular, is it?
How my mum makes it. It's like, normally cottage pie isn't, like, as normal.
And what does mum do differently?
She doesn't really... She, like, does, like...
Do you have mashed potato?
We do have mashed potato on top of it.
Yeah.
But there's like different layers. So like layers.
Yeah.
So like the mince and the cheese and then the mashed potato.
Oh, you have cheese as well. That sounds good.
And then it goes that all the way up.
Oh, different layers of that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That sounds really good. What do you usually have with it?
Probably like some brioche bread.
Oh, yummy. Okay. And do you think if you had to, have you ever helped mum make it? Do you think you'd know what to do?
Yeah.
Are you
definitely.
Quite a good cook, Khadija?
Yeah.
So on this desert island, if you had to sort of cook things from scratch, do you think that would be something you'd be okay at?
Yeah. I am good at making fires because I'd like help my dad with like when we're going camping and stuff. But like, If I'm stranded on a desert island, I would definitely be cooking something.
You'd be cooking something.
Yeah.
You like your food. Yeah, you're like me. I mean, you've got to eat to survive, haven't you? I like the idea that you're good at making fires. So you've had some camping experience.
Yeah.
I think that would really help. Do you? What skills do you think you've learned camping that might help you?
Probably like... There's like an order of what goes. So
okay.
Like you find your water first.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
It's quite
And then shelter, and then food, because you can survive quite a long time without food.
Good thinking.
So then I'd be like, well, there's like loads of dry sticks in the desert and stuff. You'd be able to make a shelter like a
Do you think you'd be okay at making some kind of a shelter? Yeah, you've got a rough idea. If you can put a tent up, I take my hat off to you. I really do. Well, that's excellent. Really, really good camping knowledge there. So we've got our book. We've got our cottage pie. Yummy yum. And then I'm going to ask you what song you'd like to listen to while you're sat round your campfire.
Probably Raw by Katy Perry.
Oh, yes.
I quite like that one.
Tell me why you've chosen that one.
I don't really know. It's like...
How does it make you feel? Does it kind of make you feel wistful, sad, or does it kind of give you lots of energy?
It gives me, like, lots of energy to, like, do something.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm feeling down, I'll be like, I'm just going to listen to my favourite song.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I'll turn that on and I'll be like more energetic.
Leaping around.
Yeah.
Excellent. Gosh, I think you're going to do really well as a castaway. And finally, everyone's allowed to take kind of a luxury item, something that's a little bit special to them that might not be very practical, but has a special meaning. What did you choose for that item?
I chose a picture of me and my family.
Good choice.
To remind me of them and not let me forget.
Do you think that's what you would miss most if you were... Yeah, you'd miss family. Who is your family? Describe to the listener who you've got. Well,
I've got my mum.
Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah.
I've got my two brothers and my sister, who's the oldest.
Lovely. And would you miss all of them equally?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the
Except for my cat, Leon, I'll miss him more.
Oh. The cat gets top bit. So the cat's in the photo as well.
Yeah.
Obviously. Oh, dear.
But in the photo, he's normally trying to escape out of my mum's arms.
Oh, dear. Oh, so that's nice. So you'd look at the photo. Do you think you'd be a bit... the sort of person who would get very sad looking at the photo, or would it just make you happy to think, I'm doing this, I'm being strong?
It would be a bit sad.
Yeah.
But it'll make me happy to actually see them in, like, a photo.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be with them.
Yes. So, and I think that's that positive attitude is what's going to see you through on your island. Yeah. Right. Really good choices, Khadija. And I very much enjoyed talking to you about your castaway experience. Thank you very much.
Thank you.